Episode number 528, How Many Networks and How Many Hours? This is part of the Ask Ivan series. If you have a question for Ivan, we've created a new contact link on the podcast webpage.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast, brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube, which features Dr. Ivan Meisner and many other networking experts. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you and where are you?
I am on my way to Miami for a couple of things. We have a few regions that have done a membership drive, and they had a BNI event on the cruise, So I'm headed to a cruise out of Miami, and then I'm going to stick around for a day and do a BNI event in Miami.
Well, that all sounds really fun.
Yeah. It's a great way to meet members. Love it.
Yeah. Okay.
The fun part of my job.
So what is this topic that you've brought up here?
So this is an Ask Ivan podcast, and we have two questions that are really somewhat similar, and so I thought I would talk about both of them. The first question is from Diana, and Diana asks, what's the best way to grow and optimize my network, and how many networks are too many networks? Great question, Diana. And Justyna, J-U-S-T-Y-N-A, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, asks, how much time does it take, on average, to create strong visibility and credibility in the BNI organization, and how do you go about doing that? So I've kind of narrowed that to, you know, how many and how many groups and how much time are basically the questions I'm going to address. So first of all, let's deal with Diana's topics. How many networks are too many networks? There are, in a number of my books, I'd recommend you go to a couple of different books, one of these two, either Networking Like a Pro or World's Best Known Marketing Secret. And you'll see in both of them that I talk about the different streams of a network. And there are four or five streams. Let me mention four of them today. Casual contact networks, strong contact networks, community organizations, and knowledge networks. And I've talked about them on podcasts before. A casual contact network is a group like a chamber. A strong contact network is a group like BNI. A community organization is a group like a service club, or service clubs like Rotary, Alliance, Kiwanis. Knowledge networks are professional associations. And so my advice, Diana, is to belong to one of each of those. Go join your local chamber of commerce. I really think chambers have a lot to offer. And chambers tend to be underutilized. Obviously, I'm a fan of BNI. Go join a BNI group. You're obviously a member already. Be involved in a local service club or community organization like a Rotary, Lions, Kiwanis. I think they're fantastic. They get back to the community, and you get to rub elbows with some of the movers and shakers in the community. And I think it's important to belong to a knowledge network, some kind of network that maybe professionally related. It might be an association related to your profession. Might be a general organization for learning and training and knowledge. And so I would recommend, Deanna, that all members look at participating in roughly four different kinds of networks. Now, I don't recommend that you join two or three or four different ones of each of those. But, you know, maybe two chambers, but then, you know, it's not just how wide is your network, it's how deep is your network. So if you're in a chamber, go deep in that chamber. You know, volunteer for some things, become active, get to know people. Talked about this in previous podcasts. If your network is a mile wide and an inch deep, it's not going to be very successful. So I would be just active in that one chamber and go deep. I'd be active in that one BNI group. It's, by the way, it's the reason why many, many years ago, our board of advisors, made up of BNI members, said you can only, there's a policy in BNI created by the members, says you can only be in one BNI chapter. You can't be in two. The reason for that is a couple of reasons, really, is one is that, you know, you have a loyalty to the members that you're involved with in your chapter. And the other is that we don't want you diffusing your focus all over the place. And so be in one BNI group, and certainly one group like BNI. Being a casual contact, being a service club, being a knowledge network. If you're in those four and go deep, do deep dives in those four, then I think you're optimizing your networking activities. If you're going to be in two or three of each of those, it's too much. By the way, I've met people like that. I don't know if I've ever told this story, Priscilla, but I met a woman once years and years ago, and everyone called her the networking queen.
Uh-huh.
And she was like the community expert. She was a member of BNI. Community expert. She knew more people than anyone. She was the queen of networking. And I was at this event, and she pulled me aside, and she said, I got to tell you a secret. What? She said, I'm not getting any business. Everyone calls me the networking queen, but I just don't get, I don't get any business through my networking. Wow. Okay. Surprised. So let's start with the basics. You know, how many networking meetings do you go to every week? She gave me some crazy number. I mean, it was huge. It's like, I don't know, 6-8 meetings a week.
Wow.
Every week. You start adding that up, that's dozens of meetings a month.
Yeah.
Different groups.
Right.
And she was a member of a whole bunch of different groups. And I said, whoa, we don't even need to go any further. I can tell you right now what one of your problems are. You know, your networks, and I think that's really where I started thinking about the idea of a mile wide and inch deep. Your network is a mile wide. It's not it's an inch deep. You're not going deep. You got to build relationships with people. People give business to people they know, like, and trust. And you got to really build that trust. You got to teach them how to refer you. And so everyone thinks you're the networking queen, but they don't realize that you're not going deep in building those relationships to get referrals. And she got it, and she changed her behavior. She cut back her networks and built her business.
Hey, I have kind of a controversial question.
Sure.
Do you think you can be in a group too long?
No, I don't. I really don't. I think that the grass is never greener on the other side. Grass is greener where you water it. And so it's all about building those ongoing long-term relationships. I have members to this date. I have a member who's, you know, I'll call her a founding member. She joined a few months after the chapter started. A founding member of the founding chapter of BNI, 32 years, same chapter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She had a couple of members in her group that were members of that chapter for 30 years. They left that chapter when they retired.
Uh-huh.
I've got another member as a founding member of the chapter who's now a member of another chapter, but still a member for 32 years. So no, I really don't. I think it's about reinventing yourself and reinvigorating the chapter, reinventing yourself, and continuing to educate people. I think it's possible to become complacent if you're in one place too long.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the fault of the person who is there that long. So it's really about re-energizing yourself in that position, as opposed to, I mean, if that argument holds true in everything, I should quit BNI.
Well,
me personally, I've been in 32 years.
I'm not saying quitting BNI, but I've had members of our group go to other groups and kind of meet a whole new set of people. And I wonder if that is sometimes an advantage.
Well, there are a lot of places that you can meet new people. One of the places that you can meet new people are, and this is why I say diversify your networks and go join a casual contact network in a service club like Rotary. What happens is and I've seen this over and over again, people say, well, you know what? I'm going to have it both ways. I'm going to leave this group and I'm going to go to that group. And when I go to that group, I'm going to get the referrals from the previous group, and I'm going to get the referrals from the new group. That is really short-term thinking. Because what happens is, as soon as they replace you in the chapter you were in, you're going to lose people's business. If not overnight, gradually you will lose people's business.
Mm-hmm.
That is short-term thinking. I see it. I've been doing this 32 years. I see it all the time. And so if you're looking for new contacts, that's where you go to chambers and the service clubs and your knowledge networks. You need one place where you're constantly building those relationships. I think it's a mistake to leave a chapter unless there are other serious issues. Generally speaking, it's better to stay in one place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, let me answer the second question by Justina. And that's, how much time does it take on average to create visibility and credibility? So two things I'd recommend, Justina, that you take a look at. One is, you can find this in the Member Success Program training, The Time Confidence Curve. You can also find it in the book, Networking Like a Pro. And by the way, for Deanna, both of those books will help you with the various streams of a network. Networking Like a Pro and World's Best Known Marketing Secret. Time confidence curve. It doesn't matter what business you're in, it takes a certain amount of time for people to have confidence in your ability to provide a quality product or service. And that time really varies based on profession. So a florist might have a short time confidence curve, but a financial planner has a really long time confidence curve. And that long time confidence curve can be a couple of years. So I can't answer the question directly, but I would say a minimum of 6 months, Justina, at least 6 months. And the best way to expedite that time confidence curve is through things like one-to-ones. And if you just do a search on the podcast for one-to-ones, Gains Exchange, you'll see some ideas on how to do it. And I'm going to include a photograph in this podcast. I'm going to include a photograph from Antonio Oliveira. And Antonio sends me a photograph every year. Starting in 2012, he sent me a photograph of the number of referrals he got every year. He's got 5 years of referrals. You're going to love this photograph. Take a look at it. And I remember when he first sent it to me, the difference between 2012 and 2013 was amazing. And I thought, wow, that's fantastic. It's like twice as many referrals. But then in 2014, he sent me his next one. And it's like, wow, that's like twice as many referrals as 2013. Then he sent me another photo. It was like twice as much as 2014. And then in 2016, he sent me another one. It was not quite twice as much as 2015. So you look at this photo that's in this podcast, and you see how every year the number of referrals, and I got to thank Antonio again for sending me this every year, and I'm looking forward to seeing one again at the end of this year. It takes time before people build confidence. And so it takes a year or more. Because the more people really get to know you and trust you, the more likely, and the more you can teach them how to refer you, the more likely you are to get business. You can expedite that through the VCP process. Let me give you one other tidbit. Based on my book, Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think, The Difference Between Men and Women, How You Network, we surveyed 12,000 people. We found that the optimum amount of time to spend networking every week is around 8 hours a week. The average was 6.5. So if you don't want to be average, you want to spend more, we recommend around 8 hours a week in your networking. And that could be going to BNI meetings, going to chamber meetings, going to your service club meetings, doing one-to-ones with other people. But about 8 hours a week is the amount of time that you want to spend. So I hope that answers the two questions on how many networks to belong to and how much time on average that it takes. That's all I've got for today. And thanks for that add-on. Appreciate it, Priscilla.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, thank you so much. I think that's probably it for this week, Dr. Meisner. I would just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.